Hello Audio Boo, so this is going to be my day 3 Boo for Audio Mo, continuing the science theme. So a story that's in the news today is about two men with HIV who've both had bone marrow transplant and have been able to come off the antiretroviral drugs that they take for HIV. To keep it under control. They'll be able to come off these drugs, and so far there is no sign of HIV coming back into their bloodstream. They have only been off the antiretroviral drugs for, well, one of them for 7 weeks and one for 15 weeks, which doctors are stressing isn't really long enough to say that these men are cured of HIV, or it would have to be after a period of, say, 1 or 2 years. Apparently that might be long enough to say, to be able to say with reasonable confidence that it's much less likely that the virus is going to come back. But it couldn't really be called a cure, but what it can be is quite an important clue for researchers on what sort of new approaches could be taken towards trying to find a cure. The two men involved, they only had a bone marrow transplant because they'd developed a type of cancer called lymphoma, and so that was the reason why they had the transplant. But it sort of had this additional benefit. They were still taking the antiretroviral drugs after the transplant, which protected their new transplanted bone marrow from being infected with HIV. And apparently, in the bone marrow is thought to be one of the places where HIV can hide in the body. When you're taking the antiretroviral drugs, it removes a lot of the virus from your body, but apparently it can... the virus can actually get inside your DNA and hide in there, which is probably why it's so difficult to get rid of in the first place. And they think that possibly in the bone marrow is one of these sort of reservoirs where the virus will hide away, and if you stop taking the drugs, the virus will then come out and spread around the body again. But apparently in this case, they think that the new bone marrow, being HIV free and being protected from the use of the drugs, is actually attacking the bone marrow that is infected with HIV. So it may be that these men now have bone marrow that's free of HIV. In the bone marrow isn't the only place where HIV can sort of lie dormant. They think it could be in other areas such as brain tissue and your gastrointestinal tract. So obviously that signals that that's the reason why you couldn't say this would be a cure, because those other parts of the body may still have HIV hiding in them, and they could potentially come back. And those parts of the body, it would be harder to replace than bone marrow. But it's still, let's say, it's still a very interesting step. The bone marrow transplants are not a particularly easy operation to do, I don't think. So it is suggested that this wouldn't really make a practical cure in many ways anyway. And that for most people it would probably be simpler to simply stay on antiretroviral drugs. But it could make a good, let's say, it could really point researchers in the right direction towards a cure.